I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're going to flip out that I'm saying this to you, but I pooped. Welcome to Manic Rambling Spiral. I am Heather B. Armstrong.
And I am John R. Brain. And I have something in my throat.
There we go. I am John R. Bray, and I can still talk, although we've both kind of forgotten how to do all this, I think.
You were like, well, how do we podcast? I don't know.
And it's been maybe a little longer than that, 3 weeks?
We didn't even talk about Thanksgiving, did we? It was before Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
It was. So we actually, wow, it has been. So it's almost been a month.
Yeah.
Because it was the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So we're alive.
We're alive.
And you're like especially alive, right? Because you're on the up and up, maybe.
So let's do this first, because someone was really upset about the last episode.
Someone was upset about it?
Very upset because we didn't get an update on Lily or Lexton, like a thorough update on like most of your end of things. Oh. You talk too much, Heather. I'm like, I know. I'm so sorry.
I have never felt that way. So things are good on my end. Lily is insane. She's actually scratching and whining at the door of my office as
oh God,
speak.
Right now?
Oh yeah. Yeah, so hopefully she gives up shortly, but that never seems to happen. But she did recently acquire as a Christmas gift a hooded sweatshirt, which she looks like an angsty teenager when she wears it, and it's great because she hates the hood, and it flops over her head when she's least expecting it. So,
have you put this on Instagram?
I put it on my story, so it might be gone by now. I need to actually put it up, but it's she's gotten used to it. She's fine with it, but she was sitting next to me as I was reading, and I left the room and came back a minute later. And I find her, she was on the sofa. She's standing like completely still in the middle of the room because somehow she got both of her front legs through one like leg hole. Mm-hmm. And as a result, it started pulling on the hoodie, which then pulled the hood like so tight over her head that she couldn't see. So she was just standing in one spot with both of her legs pinned together, just completely not moving. It was great. So this hoodie is the gift that keeps on giving because, Jesus, it's cute.
There's a term that my friend Sarah coined back in the day. It's called Bershon. Are you familiar with this?
Bershon with a B?
Bershon. Bershon.
I am not.
It's the look that a teenager gives their parents when the parent is trying to take a photo of them.
Oh, God.
Bershon.
That is awesome. How did they come? What is the backstory to that?
I have to go back and ask her. I'll text her about it. I mean, this goes back to 2001. Like, she wrote about this in 2001, and there are still people today, whenever I post a picture of me from high school, who are like, so Bershon.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So Lily is Bershon.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Oh, yeah. So that's, I mean, that's the update in her world. Not a whole lot changes. She's still basically a toddler with the mm-hmm. attitude of a teenager.
Right.
And yeah, I can't think of anything that's been really exciting except the week, like the day after Christmas, Lexton will leave to visit family in Georgia with his grandparents for 10 days.
Oh my God.
So excited.
John.
So excited.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I haven't had time to plan it because this was originally supposed to happen over Thanksgiving, but then that didn't work out. And then the idea to do it over Christmas came late. So there wasn't time to plan anything. So I'm trying to figure that out because I would like to do something. I mean, it will be from like Thursday to the following Saturday or Sunday, which is amazing.
Wow.
Yes. Which is also when you are kid-free, right?
I'm kid-free for 7 days.
Okay. But right after Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But mine requires like a 4-hour jaunt to the airport there.
And
then when they come home, yeah. Which we can get to later. That's another story. But 10 days. Oh, hon, that is going to like change your life.
I know. I'm really ready for it. I'm really ready for it. I need it. I don't know. I mean, we were talking right before we recorded that like we did this every week. Every Tuesday we would record. And since we have decided to do monthly recordings, somehow that time is just gone.
It's gone.
And I don't know where. I would say over the last 2 weeks probably we've gone days and days without even texting each other. And then we just periodically text to make sure we're still alive because I don't know. It's just been crazy and nothing bad has happened. It hasn't been bad crazy. I just don't know where the time has gone.
I think holidays with teenagers are even more complicated than with toddlers just because, there's a lot of stuff going on constantly. You know, I don't know if that's the same with you guys, but there's constantly like something that we have to go to or attend or practice for, or there's just parties and get-togethers and recitals and all this stuff that has to like get shoved in at the end of the year. And it's like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Because it was even, I guess it was yesterday or the day before where Lexton came up to me and he's like, can you just write down everything that's happening this week and when? Because I feel like I can't figure it out. I'm like, yeah, I can't either. Because it is. I mean, his classes at the public school end this week, which is actually really nice. When I was in high school, the semester didn't end until like mid-January. So you had to retain all of that information over break, which...
Oh my God.
It sucked. It was awful. So they go into like weird block scheduling for exams that throws everything off. And then like you said, like there's Christmas parties and family stuff, and we leave on Friday to go visit my family in Wisconsin, and it's just crazy.
And
no matter what, it's like that. Oh yeah, it's 2.5-3 hours from here, so it would take longer to get to the airport and wait in security, and so which it'll be fun, it'll be great. I haven't seen most of them for quite a while, but it's just. It is. It's the holidays. It's like one thing after the other, and then they're done. And then you're plunged into January, which is nothing.
Don't say that.
I'm very excited for next year, but you know, January is always the nothing month. I think it's because you just, even if you don't mean to, you run yourself into the ground in December.
Mm-hmm.
Which we're both doing.
I don't know if we can help it. I mean... How do you help not running yourself into the ground when you've got children who expect, you know, a quality Christmas and, you know, the
oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And, you know, everybody has a party and everybody has a secret Santa. And it's bananas. It's bananas.
It is. I've tried to be a little bit. We get a real tree. I've always had a real tree, so we got a real tree.
Oh, shit. Thank you for reminding me. I got to go water that goddamn thing. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that goes through my head. Well, probably not as often as it should, but Lily's been fine with it. I'm reasonably sure she's had some small snacks of tree from time to time, but normally, like, we get it on a certain day, and then I'm weird and meticulous, so I put the lights on a certain way and whatever. I didn't give a shit. So we got the tree like a week later than normal, and Lexton said, well, I'll put the lights on. Yeah, you do that. I'll sit here with you and you can do, and I don't think he'll ever want to do it again because he realized that it is, in fact, a pain in the ass to do it.
Oh, we've talked about this before, right? I strung lights once and vowed never, ever to do it again, ever. I will not string lights.
Nope. It's terrible. It takes, and it was, I mean, in hindsight, I'm really glad that I did it that way because I think, I want to say it took him 2 or 3 tries with the first strand because the first time they were too close together. The second time he made it to the bottom of the tree and still had some left. And it was like, he's just grumbling and frustrated because he's like, how do you know how much to put on and where do you put them? So I just sat there with
keep
a drink.
Keep going.
Yeah, you just keep doing it. So I've tried to pull back a little bit, but it's still just nonstop.
Yeah, it's nonstop. Yeah.
And do you guys have snow?
Oh, I was like, maybe we should talk about the weather here at the beginning. Yes, we do. It's snowing right now.
Okay.
It snowed all day Thanksgiving. Like we had about 1 foot. And I thought I had posted something to my Instagram story, but it didn't get posted. So no, like I haven't even grumbled about snow yet. It's not that bad though. But you know, Lexton comes to you and he's like, "What? Can you please put down everything that we have to do?" And there was a day last week. It would have been when we were recording normally.
Okay.
And I had to go to a college and career assessment thing with Lita, with her guidance counselor, to talk about what she has to have for graduation and what she needs to do for college.
Okay. Like for applications?
And, yeah. Okay. Like in order to graduate a certain way with certain honors, she has to do this, 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 and this. And most colleges only accept this. And last year it was one-on-one. So I show up at her school, which, I mean, it's not far, but it does take, it's on 2 major roads in downtown. So it's, I mean, it's not easy to get to, but it's not too far, but it's like, you know, it's a jaunt.
It's a thing. Yeah.
It's a thing. And I get there and it's 5 students with 2 guidance counselors and I'm the only parent there. Now they invited us. And Lita's like, "What are you doing here?
Oh my God.
And I looked at the guidance counselor and I was like, I was invited. And she's like, "Yes, yes, yes. I'm so glad you showed up." And then I literally gave Lita a noogie right there in front of everyone.
Oh God.
Thank
You're
God.
The only
did.
Parent though.
I was the only parent there. And I'm glad I was there because she is so overwhelmed with her course load, and she joined the swim team, but then she also had all of this dance stuff going on and piano, and she couldn't attend swim practice because she had to do dance practice, and the swim teacher was mad, and the dance teacher was mad, and then she missed 3 days of school when she went away for Thanksgiving and has had to make up 3 tests, and the hormones in this house.
Oh man. Was she glad that you were there? Like in hindsight, did she realize it was?
I think
good
in
to
hindsight,
there?
Yeah, because I gave her a lot of advice about what she should take next year in order to get all of the things in, but also balance that with like a photography class and like a much easier other. You know, I mean, she's taking 3 AP courses, 2 honors courses. And then she has to take like 4 electives, and I made sure her electives were doable.
Good Lord.
Yeah. But so I go to her school. I spend 1.5 hours there out of my day. And then she had said the day before, "I forgot to get the Secret Santa gift from my friend." Okay. Well, when do you need it? Tomorrow. Okay.
Tomorrow? Oh, God.
I said, "Okay, what do you want to get her?" "I would like to get her some fuzzy socks that have cute animals on them." Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I don't have time to order it off Amazon. I don't have time to like... So I go to the mall. And you know how much I love the mall.
Oh, you love the mall. Especially around holidays. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Yeah. The Mormon mall, too.
The Mormon mall. Oh, God.
And I found, after, you know, I hunted, I had to park the car in the goddamn mall garage and then all that shit. And I got her like a few things to give her a Secret Santa. And then as I'm walking out of the mall, She says, I left my dance clothes at home. I need you to bring them to me. And that's when I just wanted to smash glass, because...
And rightfully so. I mean, let's be honest.
I didn't want to have to go home and then go back. And it was just a thing. And I know that it sounds like, why is she complaining about that? It's because I cannot get anything done, is why.
And I feel like it's also... I've been running into similar scenarios with Lexton where it's because you can't get anything done, but it's also just the teen brain that doesn't think about things and then just assumes that the world will bend to make up for that shortcoming.
Yes.
Because and, I mean, everyone makes mistakes. Like, I don't expect either of our kids to be perfect, but... I know that when I make a mistake, I don't just expect that everyone else will magically accommodate it, because that's not how life works. Mm-hmm. But it is to a teenager.
It is. And she didn't want to, she was going to have dance practice late. And if she would have taken the bus, she wouldn't have gotten home until very late. And so I was already going to be picking her up at 6 o'clock that night, which is super, super rush hour on the streets to her school. So that would have been, I went to her school three times that day. Three times.
And so six total trips.
Yeah. And the next morning, I get up and go start to make Marlo's lunch. And lo and behold, the socks that I bought for her little Secret Santa are sitting in a bag next to the couch because she forgot them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I text her and I say, hi. And she writes back, don't worry about it. I don't need it. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
I said, Lita, it's not fine. I went to the mall yesterday to get these for you. She goes, and she texts me back in capital letters, it's fine. I will figure it out. And I was like, don't you dare text me in that tone. Yeah. And, you know, yesterday, you know, there's a theme that I want to sort of put out there. This is probably our last podcast of 2019. And I have said this to many people over the last few weeks about, I have bad days. But the ability to recognize that it's a bad day and to know that the possibility of tomorrow being a good day is what has kept me going and has kept me out of a hole. Going, right. You know what? I had a bad day. And like yesterday was just bad. There's something about, and you may experience this. I mean, does Lexton talk about being tired all the time?
Oh, yeah. From the second his alarm goes off. Like, that's how I'll know he's up, because I hear, oh, I'm so tired still.
Right. Oh, this is as satisfying. Hearing you say that is as satisfying as hearing you say that you like cold nachos.
Oh, man. Now I want mean, those.
Both of my kids, like almost every other sentence out of their mouths, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And I make sure that they get to bed on time. You know, on the weekends, I don't push them. They're more than welcome to relax. And they just keep saying it again and over and over and over. And neither of them on the weekends will do anything unless I get in their faces. And I'm like, you have got to get out of your bed and go do this or this or this. And it yesterday, it just, I mean, I found myself standing in the kitchen crying. And I was like, why am I crying? Why am I crying? Like, I was sobbing. And I realized, I was like, I'm a fucking maid. There I go. There's my first curse word, I think, of the episode. It's like, I'm a fucking maid. Like, all I do is clean up after these kids all the time. And I'm constantly reminding them, you need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. It feels like the special little moments that you share when they're younger are now turned into cleaning up shit everywhere constantly and saying, have you done this yet? Because this is supposed to have been done like 4 days ago. And
yep.
I realized yesterday I just needed to sit down and breathe and reassess. And so you hear my voice. I don't sound like I did yesterday today. Because I realized yesterday was a bad day. Yesterday was a bad day. Today is a new day. I didn't even sleep last night at all. There was so much on my brain, but the good news is that I think that Pete Cowboy stumbled upon a cure. Knock on wood. He found a combination of things, and the primary thing that he found is called cordyceps mushroom.
Cordyceps mushroom. Is that cordyceps. That's the type of mushroom, or is this a brand?
It is the type. There are many, many types. And Michael Pollan, did we talk about this? Michael Pollan wrote a book about mushroom, the magic of mushrooms. And he went on this mushroom acid psychedelic binge and wrote a book about it.
I think you touched on it, but we didn't get into detail on it.
Yeah. It's like mushrooms are like the next big thing in terms of medicine and treating depression is what everyone is talking about. And there was a lot of money and research back in the 1950s, but then what happened in the 1960s sort of demonized psychedelics. And so they, you know, everybody thought that they were evil, but Pete has done a shit ton of research, and apparently we are closer in DNA to mushrooms than we are to cats and dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Mushrooms are this living, like, thing with tendrils that go, you know, miles, and they're like these living, breathing, like, pods of things, and some of them have antibiotic-like qualities. He did some research and found some story somewhere of a guy who had SIBO. We've talked about SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth.
Yes.
And treating that is extraordinarily hard and painful, and sometimes you feel worse when it's over. But he wrote the story about this guy who tried these cordyceps mushrooms, and it wiped out his SIBO. And he's like, why don't we just give it a try? And this was the day when I hadn't eaten anything the day before, because the moment I put food in my stomach, I was screaming in pain. And I looked at him and I was like, please don't make me try something that's going to make me sick again. And he's like, just trust me, just try this once and you can hit me, you can pummel me, you can shove me on the ground if it makes you feel worse, just try it. And I think that was more than 2 weeks ago. And I've had about 30 minutes of pain since then.
In 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And is this like a daily?
Yes. I take a dose in the morning. And it's totally legal. You can get it off Amazon.
Oh, man. So it's a supplement. I mean, it's like a daily supplement.
Yeah. And I don't know. And I've also doubled my water intake. I realized I had sort of slacked off on how much water I was drinking during the day, and I've doubled my water intake. I'm taking those plus like some ginger and some what's called allicin, A-L-L-I-C-I-N, which is sort of a garlic type supplement.
Okay, you talked about the garlic and ginger at one point, and I remember that started to help.
It did, and then there's a Chinese herb called, I think you pronounce it Wan Yang.
Okay.
Used for many, many, many things. It's an anti-inflammatory. So I take that still twice a day, and then I take this one dose of this cordyceps, and I'm just going to go ahead and do TMI, but I have used the bathroom by myself with no other means necessary five times in 2 weeks.
That doesn't seem like a lot. which tells me that it was really infrequent before.
You've no idea how infrequent it was. No idea how bad it was. I mean, no idea. Like, the fact that I went, like, once without any assistance was remarkable. Like, I was just like, is this a fluke? And he's like, well, let's see. And then, like, 4 days later, I know that's a long time, but my body is slowly, you know, 4 days later, it happened again. And I was like, you're not going to believe this. And he's like, this is good news. And I was like, okay, don't say anything else. But I feel tremendous. I eat food. I don't know. I think it might be working.
Did you celebrate your bowel movements with someone?
Well, I texted him and I was like, I know, mind you, I think we may have talked about this. Like, I was very adamant. I've been very adamant since my divorce that I am not near the person that I love when they're using the bathroom because it was so bad in my marriage.
You know? Okay.
That sort of familiarity can breed a little bit of, well, the way it was handled in my marriage bred a little bit of like, you know what? I really don't want this.
Wow.
I even said something to Cowboy when we first started dating about it. I was like, I don't want to know when or how or anything about it. And I don't want to be in the room. No, stop. And he was like, oh God, is this going to be a problem?
Oh my God.
And now we're it's not anywhere near the level of what it was in my marriage, but like I texted him, I said, you're going to flip out that I'm saying this to you, but I pooped.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, oh my God, where do we go to dinner tonight? What are we going to do? I'm going to go get some fireworks. And I'm like, I know. And this is honestly, honest to fucking God, you people who poop all the time, like, how do you go about your life without dancing and skipping and like doing the four square and like, fuck, it's like, you're like a new person after it's over.
Especially if your body's been waiting weeks. I mean, holy hell.
You're a new human being after you go to the bathroom. And it's like, how are people not literally just like rolling down their windows and like shouting and screaming and throwing streamers everywhere? It's just so amazing. I love it. So, that's some good news.
That is some good news.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you should go for more like 4 to 7 times a week. Maybe should be your next goal.
Baby
steps, baby poops.
Baby steps, right? So I feel, yeah. I had given up. I really had. I had given up. And this was like, he was like, let's just do this one. He's like, I'm not giving up. We're going to try this. And if this doesn't work, we'll try something else. And this sort of kicked in. And I was like, oh, and I even just texted him right before we got on to record. I was like, thank you for not giving up. Cause I pooped today.
So it's a really good day. So yesterday was a bad day. Today is just fucking awesome. Well,
and I pooped yesterday too. So it's 2 days in a row now.
Wow.
Right. Which I cannot remember that happening in now 2.5 years. So yeah. That's how bad it's been. And I texted him and I was like, thank you for not giving up on me. You are a gem and I'm so glad to have you around.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thank you for helping me poop.
Thank you for helping me poop. I know. I never wanted to talk about it ever again, but here I am. I'm talking about it. My own.
That's the best part. I mean, it's not like talking about poop is strange. You've just talked about your poop a lot, which is, that's a new one.
Mm-hmm. But what it's doing is it's either attacking the bacteria. If I do have bacteria in my lower intestine, it's sweeping it out is what it's doing. And so when I eat, I don't hurt and I don't bloat. And so it's a remarkable, to have been in pain for so long and to not have pain it's indescribable what a relief it feels like.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was when you got back in what, August?
Mm-hmm.
And all of this started to kind of, I was going to say the shit hit the fan, but that's probably the wrong expression. But all this started happening in like early to mid-August.
Yeah, it happened 4 days after I got home from Amsterdam. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while. You're due a lifetime of good poops, I think. It's really what it amounts to.
Well, you know, and my feet are better. I'm walking and sort of normal shoes now. I can walk longer distances. So, you know, I'm going to start exercising and doing yoga at the beginning of the year. I don't know if I read a post on my site the other day just asking for recommendations. I don't normally do resolutions, but there's a lot that I want to get back to because I put all of my life on hold to try to feel better.
Right.
So I don't know if you have anything that you plan to work on.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I'm not a big resolution person either. I don't know. I have to rethink it. I mean, I guess this year I set a goal like to run a certain amount, and that just felt really anticlimactic after a while.
Are you still running?
I am. Yeah. I mean, I set a goal for 1,800 miles for the year, which I hit, I don't know, 3 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
And which is great. And I'm proud of myself, but I hit it. And as soon as I hit it, I'm like, why did I set this fucking goal? Like, what did this even accomplish other than like, it was just arbitrary. Like I could have said 1,000, I could have said 4,000. It was just an arbitrary number. It didn't really do anything. And I feel like I have to pick something that has a purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, like for you, like you've fallen out of the routine of going to the gym, or you know, you've never really done yoga, so trying something new to feel better, like that makes sense.
Well, I did yoga, but then we stopped a long time ago because life got in the way,
and
we're recommitting to once a week at least hot yoga. It's a 90-minute class.
Hot yoga, no, yeah. I've done that. I don't know, honestly, I don't know what I did. But it was some sort of like yoga cardio thing with blaring music and it was hot yoga and I thought I was gonna die. It was only 60 minutes, but it was some weird combo of yoga and nonstop moving and there were weights and it was...
Yep.
It was not great.
No. I did that a couple times and I pulled my hamstring.
I could see that. It was, I don't know how people do it.
It was hard.
There's one other guy. His name was also John. Oddly enough. But it was, I mean, the heat alone, I don't want to lay in a room that warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga I like, though. I think yoga is a good practice just in general. Just to stretch, to clear your head.
Yes.
I like it, but not hot. Oh, God, no.
No, well, once a week, I think, is enough for me. A lot of people recommended some meditation apps. And my friend wants me to go with her to an actual meditation teacher.
Oh, yeah.
But if I'm going to do it like every day, I think I should have an app that I'm comfortable with that's not too expensive. Because some of those meditation apps are, they got a hefty little subscription. But something that I can do for like 5 to 10 minutes a day.
Oh, there you go.
Not long, because, you know, life is what it is. And I want to be able to like stick to it. I don't want to set like, I'm going to meditate for 30 minutes a day when and then crash and burn 2 days later.
Right. Yeah. I think you have to set it realistic. And I mean, that's kind of how I am. If I set a goal that is, that I know right out of the gate is going to be unattainable, at least initially, then I'll just give it up altogether.
Yeah.
But if you start with 5 or 10 minutes a day and then in a month, you're like, you know, I could do 15. Mm-hmm. That's better than trying to do 30 and then burning out and never opening the app again.
Right.
What apps have you looked into?
So people keep telling me about Calm.
Okay.
And then there's Headspace, but Headspace has a subscription model, I believe. I'm not sure how much it is, but I need to look into it. But those were the two that were most recommended to me. And then there's some YouTube channels that have guided meditation, you know, free YouTube, you know, shit. Except that I've got to find a place in the house or I'm not bothering anybody, because I want to do it before I start my day. And so I need to go someplace where no one's going to hear me. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that I want to start doing.
I think that's a great goal. I've used two apps. The one that, for whatever reason, just didn't really click with me was 10% Happier.
Oh, really?
And I've heard really good things about it. I know people that really like it. For some reason, it just didn't work for me. But the other one that I was on probably months of using it daily or almost daily was, I think it was called Insight. I'm going to look it up. I think it's called Insight Timer.
Oh, yeah?
Insight. It is. It's called Insight Timer Meditation for Sleep and Anxiety. And it's got 181,000 ratings, almost 5 stars.
Holy shit.
I really liked it. It's...
Is it guided?
It is guided, yeah. Admittedly, it's been a little while since I've used this, but they had a lot of different guided. They had some that were 5 minutes. They had some that were 60 minutes. Like, and I think, unless they've changed it, it used to be where there were... It was like in-app purchases, but there was a bunch of free meditations as well, so you didn't have to subscribe. But I liked it. I thought it worked really well. It was really intuitive. If you haven't settled on one, I think it's worth checking it out.
Did it make you feel anything?
I think for me, it just, I think you and I both share this thing where our brains don't stop. Mm-hmm. Like, even if I'm resting, it doesn't stop. I can sit down to read, and as I'm reading, I'm still thinking of the next 5 things I need to do. Mm-hmm. And for me, meditation helped kind of bring that down a level, because you're forced to sit there and try to clear your head and focus on one thing, like one singular process. And it was helpful. I think I rely on running to do that to a degree, but I also think meditation serves a different kind of meditative purpose. Like, quiet meditation is different than running meditation.
You don't run with music, do you?
I don't. I used to, and then my headphones, my little earbuds broke, and I just haven't since. But
I could not possibly run without music. No way. Nope.
Yeah, I haven't run with music, I don't think, at all this year, actually.
Wow. So, I salute you. I bow before you.
But again, that's just how my brain is. I mean, I can run for an hour and think about 400 different things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I'll think about those 400 things if I'm sitting and watching something on Netflix. So meditation, I think, does help quiet that. And especially the more it becomes a discipline.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody that I've talked to who doesn't, you know, daily or semi-daily or whatever, talks about how it changed their life completely. Which, yeah. I mean, we've talked about this all the time, but it's definitely something that I really want to, like, give a solid month at least. And there's a challenge where we go to hot yoga where you can do, like, 30 days straight and your name is put up on the wall. And I think they may give you, like, a free month or something like that.
Like 90 minutes a day, 30 days in hot yoga?
You can do the 60. You can do the – there's a 60-minute option as well. But I was like, dude, I haven't exercised in 18 months. And my feet, like, I can barely – I mean, I can balance now, finally, but it's still very – there's a little trepidation there. I don't want to, like, hurt myself. I was like, I think if we start out once a week, like, let's just start there. Like, I'm really approaching all of these goals with – small little baby steps.
I think that's smart. It's a way to do it.
And I'm like, I'm not going to make any major dietary changes. I'm going to start doing a little bit of journaling to try to get my handwriting back.
Like actual written journaling? Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's a big change.
Mostly just like random thoughts or ideas, gratitude, writing down certain, you know, people say it helps to say, you know, at night, list five things that you're happy about or could be happy about or are thankful for. And I know I am the last person you think would like engage in this bullshit, but I'm willing to give it all a try. I'm willing to do it. So many people have testified like they would testify to God. And so why not?
Yeah. I mean, you just have to pay attention to your own body and what feels right. Like you might never be to a point where you even feel like yoga 7 days a week is something you have any interest in. Like maybe three days a week is where you hit and you're like, this is good. I don't need to do anymore.
Yeah.
I like the idea of journaling. I've thought for a while that I'd like to start. I love mail. I fucking love mail. Love mail. No one sends mail, but I want to start sending more mail. And the thing is, like, no one sends mail, but every time I would send mail to someone, they loved it because it's not the same shit mail that you normally get. So maybe that would be something. I don't know.
Yeah, I even like I'm there. Like, yeah, exactly on your wavelength with that. Like, I want to start sending thank you notes that people aren't expecting. Not because they did something nice for me or anything, just to send like a thank you note to a friend who's meant a lot to me.
Yes.
And so I what I want for Christmas is like some stationery. And I also want to get one of those little stamps, those little like hot, you know.
Like the wax seals?
Wax seals.
Wow.
You know, get fancy so that it's like, oh, I have like the motivation to make this really cute and send it off. And
I would love some stationery. Doesn't have to be fancy, just something that's better than lined paper.
Right.
No. But I also know I am really terrible at writing in a straight line without lines. Like, you know, kids, they write and it either curves down or up. That is me, 100%.
Oh, yeah. I curve up.
Yep, me too. And that,
there's actually some personality traits behind that.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Now I need to look that up.
What I think one of them is that you're overall a positive person. And I was like, bullshit.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound right. No. Oh, man.
I want to cook more because I found a really, like, it's my favorite thing now is to cook with him. And I've found joy in cooking. Never thought I would say that. Never. But in the last month even, I haven't been able to eat all of it, but I've made five different dishes that actually turned out right.
Wow.
Because I followed the recipe.
Imagine that. See?
Like really delicious things. Then I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. And so, yeah, I want to make these changes and hopefully the cordyceps continue working. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of that is just making time to live. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, and I don't mean that like to sound weird, but like just making time for yourself to enjoy life.
Yeah. Which is another thing that I'm going to be doing is sort of mapping out schedules for myself. Because as it is right now, and most parents understand this because of the nature of parenthood and children, you sort of shooting from the hip most of the time, like, shit, I've got to go return this thing for my daughter because she fucking forgot it. Or, you know, you go to your child's school three times in one day. But what I would love to do is to set out my day and like, for this hour, I'm going to work on this. For this hour, I'm working on this. For this hour, I'm working on this. And that way I can stop myself. And that way I'm not doing like 4 hours of laundry and then going, well, where did my fucking day go? I can just do 1 hour of laundry and then get everything else in order.
Yeah, it was just someone I follow on Instagram. She listens to the podcast and she lives in the UK, and she started posting, I don't know, a year ago or something. I don't even remember what it is, but she has this system for cleaning. And it's like one room a day or something. I don't remember what it is, but the whole point is that then you don't set aside like a day of the week mm-hmm. to do all of these things that no one really wants to do. So you spread it out, but it also means that nothing is ever completely messy. Like everything right. is always relatively in order, but then there's just some things that are more in order. Mm-hmm. And I've never really, like, I've always been the kind of person who's like, well, I guess now it's going to be 8 hours of errands and laundry and all of these different things that I hate, which is miserable. But yeah. for whatever reason, I feel like it's usually just due to urgency because I've been putting them off for a week that I have to. But to spread it out and just give yourself, like, I'm going to do as much laundry as I can in an hour, or I'm going to do as much of this as I can in an hour and then be done.
Yeah.
That should offer you some sanity. I think that's
a brilliant idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I made, over the last couple of months, I made a list of all of the places in the house that I wanted to organize. And I'm down to like 3 places. I had like 18.
Wow.
Yeah. I got rid of like half of my clothing and gave it to my family and to a refugee center. I cleaned out probably 90% of my jewelry. I cleaned out my bathroom. I cleaned out the pantry again, like those types of things.
You have like lots of extra time when you're not pooping. That's really what it is.
Shut up. See, you like mail a lot. I like organizing a lot. Like organizing things brings me such happiness.
I respect that.
I could organize fucking all day long.
There are certain things that I can organize and then look at and be like, I bet I could organize that again in a different way, because there is something satisfying about it. So I definitely understand.
No, I now know where all of my clothes are. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot I had this. And all of my jewelry, like, I forgot I had this. What the fuck? And once you see everything, it's like all the makeup that, like, I gave away probably 80% of my makeup. There's something very freeing about it. And I had to have a sit down conversation with my 15-year-old. Teenagers are not necessarily the cleanest or tidiest of human beings. And it was dangerous for me to walk into her room. We'll just put it that way. It was dangerous for me to walk into my child's room because I was going to slice open my foot, or I was going to trip and hit my head. Like, there were piles and piles and piles around her. I don't know how she got to her bed.
And she knows the route and could probably do it in the dark, too.
Or how she finds anything. I was like, I promise you. And she was really, really frustrated. This is like in the middle of her being frustrated with all the things going on. And I said, I promise you that if you keep this room tidy and you make, you just, and honestly, I've given her a duvet. You just have to pull up the duvet. You don't have to make the bed. You just pull up the duvet. She doesn't sleep with a sheet. She hates sheets. My children hate sheets.
So just, I think we talked about that. There's no top sheet. Yeah.
Yeah. Just pull up the duvet, put your pillows where they're supposed to go. It's going to make you feel 100 times better about your day. I promise you. I promise you. And since then, she's been doing it. And I'm really proud of her. And she's been a little bit better.
A little bit. I had a similar conversation with Lexton, but only because now that Lily very confidently goes up and down the stairs, his room is a shit show. And he's always been into tinkering with things and taking things apart. And it got to the point where she would disappear. And then I would look at her and she'd be downstairs with like a wire in her mouth or a small screwdriver like random shit that's on the floor. And I'm like, you can't just leave this out. Like, this doesn't work. Fortunately, she's like, I think she would come up and get something and come down and know she's not supposed to have it. So she walks like really carefully around the house as if you're not going to see her if she walks slow with this huge screwdriver dangling out of her mouth. But that's, I guess finally I'm like, she's going to get hurt. Like something. Mm-hmm. She's going to choke on something or whatever. So you have to pick it up, which really has just meant that all of the shit that was on the floor is now on his bed or his desk. Not organized. It's just piled there now.
Yeah.
But it feels like progress.
Yeah. Speaking of dogs doing what they're not supposed to, I was organizing some pantyhose, or I guess you call them leggings. I don't know what you call them out. We call them pantyhose in the South. Just like I have opaque leggings that I wear sometimes underneath dresses.
Okay.
For some reason, when I was doing speaking and doing a lot of gigs, I would wear them and I would think that I would have to go buy a new pair because I was like, I think the old ones have a hole. Not realizing that I had like 25 pairs of black leggings and none of them have holes in them.
Right. They're all perfect. Yeah.
They're all perfect. So I'm cleaning all that out. I'm upstairs. I'm getting that done. And I walk down the stairs to throw something in the big trash can. And all of a sudden I hear,
oh God.
And I peek over and my goddamn dog is on the goddamn couch digging.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Was there something in there? Like, did she have a toy?
No, she does it. She does it when she gets angry that we are not paying enough attention to her. And she knows she's not supposed to do it. I used to put these, and I have one, I need to get two. But there's these little things that I'll link to it on Amazon. You put these things on the couch, and when they jump up on the couch, it screams at them.
Really?
It beats shit so loudly that it freaks them out, so they won't get on the couch.
Oh, that would be great.
Well, she had been doing it to his really, 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 really nice couch, so I moved it over there. And so she's like, oh, well, then I can get on this one now. So I've got like two glasses in my hand and some trash in the other hand, and I walk in there, and I'm like, get off the couch right now. I know people are going to be like, she yelled at her dog. Yes, I did. Get off the couch right now. And she gets off the couch. She knew.
Oh, yeah.
She knew. And she immediately got down and went into the other room and would not look at me.
Oh, and I see. Yeah. I feel like they know. And then they almost get smug about it. Like, they don't feel bad. They just get pissy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You won't let me do this thing that I love.
Right.
That is very, very, very inconvenient for everyone involved.
Right.
And like, I go to put like my cups in the dishwasher and throw some things away. And Pete's son is like, did I do something wrong? He's like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. No, I was yelling at Coco. Sorry. You're fine.
Oh, wow. She's doing well, though?
She's
fully back to normal?
I think she might be losing a little bit of her hearing, which isn't necessarily bad. Right. I hate saying that. But usually when she hears dogs barking outside, she goes bananas, and dogs have been barking and she's not going bananas. So,
well, that's nice.
Yeah, but she's doing okay. Yeah, overall, she's well.
That's good.
Everyone is okay, which is really all I can hope for this season.
That's, I mean, yeah, that's maybe like in a nutshell, we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
Things are a whirlwind, but in reality, it's how it's always been.
Yeah.
It's just extra whirlwindy.
Extra whirlwindy. And I'm going to stick this in right here at the end. If you haven't seen The Watchmen.
I know. I've got two friends who keep telling me, they're like, you need to watch it like
you
now.
You should do it now so that you don't get any spoilers.
Yeah, because I've heard the season finale is like everything and more.
I mean,
I don't know anything about it. I just know that the way it wrapped up was exactly what people wanted.
The whole season, every episode was just gob-smackingly fantastic. So good. So good.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's Amazon, right?
Is it Amazon or is it HBO?
I think maybe it is HBO. I know it's not Netflix, yeah. So I will definitely track that down.
Yeah.
So
just put it, yeah, one of the best television shows I've ever watched. It's now my top three.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's been raving about it. And I know the movie that came out however many years ago was kind of the opposite.
Yeah. And Pete made me watch the movie before we watched the series. And it took 3 days to get through it for me.
Like, did he want you to watch it so you could appreciate the series? Or does he like the movie?
So that I could there's a little bit of backstory that you need. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just to know who's who and what they did or did not do. And it really helped me. But the series itself is just standalone brilliant. The writing on the show is just fucking amazing. So.
Okay. But watching the movie did help, like in hindsight? You recommend
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I went in, I don't know anything about Marvel or DC or anything about comics at all. And I didn't know anything about The Watchmen. And so going in with the movie, I at least understood a little bit about why these people are the way they are. But okay. the series doesn't follow the movie at all.
Okay, but just for backstory for your own.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try that. And then is that streamable too?
I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know these things because that is not what I'm in charge of.
Well, there you go.
I do laundry. That. I do not program lights to turn on with my phone.
Man, so I want someone to program my lights. Damn. Well, watch that. Maybe next episode, I can report and then we can discuss.
Yes. What we should do is have Kelly on to discuss. Kelly Wickham is the one who was tweeting about it. And I was like, oh, she was tweeting stuff. And I was like, I got to go watch this. And yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to have her back on.
Yeah.
And I guess in the meantime, happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Kind of all that. I mean, I assume you and I will talk, but yeah. For all the listeners out there, thank you for being patient with this episode. I know we've had a few messages from people wondering when the next one will be. And I mean, there's this one and then there's the next one. We don't know when that'll be yet, but it will be.
But it will be.
It will. Yes. But as always, we're still checking social and checking email and all that. So if you have any holiday stories of your own to share, or maybe pooping success, you can definitely share that, because we are celebrating these things now. So you can email those stories to stories@manicramblings.com, or you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @manicramblings.
And Patreon.
Yes.
.com/manicramblings.
Correct.
If you'd like us to do more episodes, become a patron. And until next time, please do remember, as we exit this year and enter an election year, there will be bad days, but there will be good days to balance those out and hold on to that. Many thanks to Tan Lines for the soundtrack, to Lisa Congdon for the cover art, and to Ryan Coomer for his expertise with the editing stuff.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.